Our next playlist comes from student Susie Rajali. Susie prepared remarks, and I'm going to read them. My annotated playlist focuses on music before, during, and after the Iranian Revolution of 1979. I wanted to portray the different ways Western music influenced Iran leading up to the revolution, and how musicians continued their career after the new regime of Ayatollah Khomeini banned most music, except for traditional Iranian music, and all performances by women. The three songs I've chosen reflect the pop era of the 1970s in Iran, and how many musicians intertwined traditional Iranian structure and vocals with Western instruments. Susie's first track is Goleyah, Ice Flower, music and vocals by Kurosh Yahmai, songwriter Mahdi Akhavan Langerudi. Kurosh Yahmai is a psychedelic rock musician from Iran. After mastering traditional Iranian music, he decided to incorporate psychedelic rock instruments, such as the electric guitar, in his music, to reflect the Western influence of the 1970s in Iran at the time. The lyrics of the song became an anthem for Iranians who dreamt of a more secular country, but knew the end of Pahlavi's regime was to come. You can hear the sadness, the love, and the longing for a different future in this track from 1974. شکوفه توی این زمان میکرده چی بخونم جوونیم رفت به صدام رفت دیگه گل یخ توی دلم جوون میکرده چی بخونم جوونیم رفت به صدام رفت دیگه گل یخ توی دلم جوون میکرده چشمون قشنگه لونه کرده شب تو موهای سیاه خونه کرده دو تا چشمون سیاه مثل شبهای منه سیاهی های دو چشمه مثل نبهای منه وقتی برز از موجه هم پایین میام بارون میشه سیل غم آدیمو ویرونه کرده وقتی با من میمونی تنهاییمو باد میبره چشم بارونه شبونه کرده بهار از دستای من پر زد و رد گل از توی دلم جوونه کرده تو اتاقم دارم از تنهایی آتیش میگیرم اشکوفه توی این زمان میکرده چی بخونم جوونیم رفت به صدام رفت دیگه گل یخ توی دلم جوون کرده چی بخونم جوونیم رفت به صدام رفت دیگه گل یخ توی دلم جوون Susie's second track is Helelios by Zia Atabey. Helelios is another song that portrays the fusion of Iranian traditional music with Western pop and psychedelic influence from the 1970s. Although this song almost completely departs from traditional Persian musical structure and transforms it by incorporating funky horns and sporadic vocals throughout the song, giving it a very funky, psychedelic vibe that makes you want to get up and dance. Zia Atabey is an Iranian-American who uses music to help bridge the gap of understanding between two opposing cultures. Maybe they don't oppose each other as much as people believe? What do you think after listening?
Yeah.
Susie's third track is Age Bemuni, If You Stay, by Gugush, a song from 1978. If you don't know Persian music, you still know Gugush. She's the most well-known pop singer from Iran, starting her fame as a young child star and swiftly moving to the stage to sing as she grew up. A lot of her songs consist of beautiful ballads mixed with pop and disco. This song of hers was released right before the Iranian Revolution and reflects the difficult decision of leaving or staying in Iran once the ban was enforced. Does she end her career in Iran? Or flee and continue her career outside the country she loves? What do you guys think she decides?
عشقم می Mishito Akenamoni Akenamoni Akenamoni